Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Zivachim Daf Nun Zion Zivachim 57, and today's Daf Yomi brings us to the conclusion of the fifth chapter of Zivachim called Ezu Mekoman, which is the only chapter in the entire Talmud without a machokas, without a dispute. So today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara concludes with a discussion of the Korban Pesach, the Paschal Lamb, which we're told in our Mishnah, Eino Nechal Ela Achatzos, it's only eaten up until midnight. So this is a unique feature of the Paschal Lamb. It's the only sacrifice that can only be eaten at night. And then we learn on top of that that it can only be eaten up until midnight. So our Gemara asks, Man Tana, who is the author of our Mishnah that says that the Paschal Lamb can only be eaten until midnight? So says Rav Yosef, if this is the position of Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah, because we learned in a Braisa, Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah says, Nemar Kan, it says in Exodus chapter 12, verse 8, with respect to the Pesach that was brought in Egypt, it says, Achulas Abasar Balaywa Hazeh, they shall eat the meat of the Paschal Lamb on this night. V'nemar La'alon, and it also states, in a few verses later, in verse 12 there, in chapter 12, with respect to the Makah of Bechoros, the plague of the firstborn, Hashem says, Vavarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh, I will pass through the land of Egypt on this night. So since it says b'layla hazeh on both nights, comes along Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and says, Ma lahalan ad chatzos, that just like with respect to the plague of the firstborn, we know that it happened at midnight, so too with respect to the Paschal Lamb, Afkan ad Chatzos, only up until midnight, that is where you are allowed to eat it. Comes along Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva argues with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Akiva says, Valu kvar nemar, but it also states in Exodus chapter 12, verse 11, just before it talks about the plague of the firstborn, V'achaltem oso b'chipazon, that you shall eat the Paschal Lamb in haste, which implies ad shas chipazon, until the moment where it begins, where the day begins to become light, because that's the time where people are rushing around, because we say it says in Exodus 12:22 that a person's not allowed to leave their house until morning. So if that's the case, why according to Rabbi Akiva does it say b'layla hazeh, on this night, she'yachol yehei kechol ha'kodshim ha'necholim b'yom, because I might have thought that the Korban Pesach is going to be like all the other sacrifices, that it can only be eaten, that it can be eaten also during the day that it is slaughtered, and therefore I might have thought that you could also eat it on the day of the 14th, and not just on the night after the 14th. Says the verse, Balayla, which means at night it could be eaten, but it cannot be eaten during the day. So that is how Rav Yosef explains the dispute between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva based upon the Tanaim. And so therefore he says, based upon that price, Rav Yosef is saying, our Mishnah, which says that you can only eat the Paschal Lamb until midnight, follows the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Comes along Abaye, and Abaye says, how do we know that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is our Mishnah? And it's talking about D'Araisa. Maybe our Mishnah is actually going according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva is saying, even though biblically speaking, you can eat the Pesach till the morning, maybe D'Rabbanan, maybe the rabbis came along and say that you can't eat it, you can only eat it until midnight, to keep us away from committing sin from leaving it over till the morning, therefore you can eat therefore according to Rabbi Akiva you could actually eat it until the morning. So maybe that's what Rabbi Akiva is saying, and so maybe our Mishnah is not really like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah biblically, but it's only following Rabbi Akiva and saying rabbinically you can't eat it. The Gemara says no, we can't say that, because imkein mai ela ad chatzos, why does it say ela ad chatzos? From the fact that it uses that lashon, that language, we see from here that our Mishnah is saying that biblically speaking, just like it uses Elo Lemenuyav, Elo Litzli, and other formulations in the Mishnah, and our Mishnah, it means that we're talking biblically speaking. So too, with respect to the Paschal Lamb, we're talking on a biblical level, that is what our Mishnah is discussing. Comes along the Poskim, and the Poskim can say, from the fact we see from our Gemara that there's a concern that our Mishnah follows the position of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, who says that biblically speaking, you can only eat until midnight, and from the Gemara where Rava says that if you Psachim Daf Kuf Chaf Amabeza, Rava says that if you're going to eat the matzah today, and we know that what we do is we eat the Afikoman is coming to replace the Paschal Lamb. Rava says Achol Matzah Bezman Hazeh Achar Chatzos, that if you eat the matzah today after midnight, then according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you have not fulfilled your obligation of the Afikoman. And Tosfos on our sugya Dibur Maskel V'Bayis writes that the law is indeed
read like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, and so therefore Tosfos writes that a person has to be very careful on the night of the Seder to eat the matzah prior to Chatzos, to eat afikomen before midnight. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Ayin Zayin agrees with that position and says a person should be very careful to eat the matzah on the Seder night prior to Chatzos. The Avnei Nezer says a different thing. The Avnei Nezer says a chiddush. He says, "What Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, if he's basing it on the Makos Bechoros, we know that it happened exactly at midnight. So we should really try to eat it exactly at midnight." So the Avnei Nezer says, no, the whole inyan of eating it on Seder night by midnight is that the taste of the matzah is in your mouth at midnight. And so therefore, the Avnei Nezer says, if it's coming to midnight and a person hasn't eaten their meal yet, and they're still in the middle of their meal, they shouldn't rush to the afikomen. What they could do is they could eat it, a piece of matzah just before midnight, and they eat it all on a stipulation. They say, if the law is like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, then I'm going to have the taste in my mouth at midnight. But if the law is like Rabbi Akiva, then I can eat it till morning. And so then afterwards, they would just eat it after midnight. They can eat it until morning. Even though there are many people who like this Tanai, the stipulation of the Avnei Nezer, Rav Moshe Feinstein rejects it. Rav Moshe Feinstein challenges it because he says, we see that the Gemara has the idea that maybe according to Rabbi Akiva, you can eat it actually... Or you also shouldn't be eating it after midnight, because rabbinically speaking, we should push ourselves farther away. And so therefore, based upon this, Rav Moshe Feinstein says we shouldn't employ the position of the Avnei Nezer, and really we should ideally try to eat the matzah of the Afikomen even before midnight.